We are starting, though, talking about some international news with a very local connection.
After the Queen asked her to form a new government, Liz Truss returned to London and spoke to the nation. This is the key part of that address for the Brits.
I will deal hands-on with the energy crisis caused by Putin's war. I will take action this week to deal with energy bills and to secure our future energy supply.
While the UK gets only around 4% of its natural gas from Russia, storage capacity here is poor, which means it's forced to buy on the short-term spot market that sees greater price volatility. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Well, you might have heard Liz Truss did spend a little bit of time in Burnaby, actually went to school, was part of a grade 6-7 class at the Parkcrest Elementary in Burnaby. One of her classmates, who is now a teacher, is Brenda Montagano, and Brenda Montagano joins us on the line now to talk more about this. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
What do you remember about the time? I know it wasn't a long period of time, but what do you remember about being classmates with Liz Truss?
Well, when I first was asked about Liz Truss, I said, oh, I really don't remember her at all. But then when I got her full name, I remember her as Elizabeth. So I had a very small grade 6-7 class, small group of grade 7s when I was at Parkcrest. And so any new student was a big deal. So I remember when Elizabeth came, and I think the first thing for many of us was her cool accent. So certainly that was kind of the first initial thoughts. And then I do remember working with her, and she was very bright. So she worked, especially in math, kind of on the advanced, the grade 8 program. And I also remember her witty humor. She had kind of this coy sense of humor. And she would tell jokes and kind of have this sly half smile after she told a joke.
Interesting. So it sounds like, too, remembering or thinking back, maybe was your memory jogged a bit, seeing her in the news and seeing what she's doing now?
Well, I didn't really know, actually. I mean, I knew Boris Johnson was stepping down, but I hadn't really been following after that. So until last week, I didn't know anything. And to be honest, just the name Liz Truss would not have triggered anything for me. If it was Elizabeth Truss, that would have triggered more for me. But certainly I see the connections now.
You mentioned that you were doing grade 8 math or doing those kinds of math equations and such when you were in the 6-7 split. Liz Truss has a father who was very well known for being a math professor and very good at that. Was she also very good at math?
She was, yeah. I've spoken about our amazing teacher, Bill Chambers, that year, and he just really, whatever subject area, whatever area you excelled at, he just found opportunities for you to continue to grow, and math was certainly one of those areas where she was very strong, and I remember sitting working with her many a math class in the hallway with her and a couple other students from our class.
And like you said, it was a small class, so it was a big deal when somebody came, especially came from out of the country and joined the class. Mm-hmm. I know it was a long time ago, but when you look back, did she kind of carry herself like a leader, or did she look like a future leader?
Well, I'm sure this is my adult influence hat now as well, but I've taught for 25 years, and I've seen many students over the years come in, new country or just even at moving schools within Canada or within the city. That's no small feat. That's a hard thing to do, especially at the upper intermediate level where, you're going through puberty and all that. But I said to someone, it felt like she was here more than a year, which makes me think that she very quickly settled in with our class. I've spoken to a few other of the people in that photo since, and they all said, she just was part of our class so quickly. So I think the characteristics of, resiliency to move to a new country and start a new school and fit in so quickly, strong social skills, I think some of those things were evident back then and certainly have helped her in where she is today, I'm sure.
Right. Looking at the photo, so she put a photo out, she put it on Instagram, and it says right on it with the, we all think we all remember posing for those class photos, and in the yeah. front was the picture where the where it said the grade, so Park Crest School, grade 6 and 7, Division 1, 1987-1988. Did you, looking at that now, did you ever think, or is it kind of, how does it feel that the current, the newly minted Prime Minister of the UK is putting out your class photo on social media?
Yeah, I mean, quite surreal, really. I appreciate the opportunity that she's presented by doing that, because this is how I'm starting my teaching year now. We usually start in September, you know, goals and dreams and, you know, characteristics of heroes in your own life. But anytime there's a story of something, a current event or someone that you know, Terry Fox is a big one that we often do in September, and that's near and dear to my heart growing up in Burnaby and remembering when he ran. But now I can do this. So I did a lesson today, and we'll do it again next week with my new class of just, you know, you never know. You never know your actions and your words and how they'll impact people. Because, of course, she commented on Instagram of how life-changing her year was, and we're all trying to guess what those life-changing things may be. But also just, you know, dream big, because you just never know.
Right. And I was interested by that too, because what she wrote with that picture, like that you just pointed to, was it says 30 years ago, I spent a year in Canada that changed my outlook on life. And there's been a lot written about the fact that her father, again, the math professor, was very left-leaning, that he was apparently quite saddened that she went in the other direction. So I was curious too, what specifically she was talking about there, that it changed her outlook on life.
Yeah, well, I think my guess is as good as yours, but I would certainly, having been a person in that class, I would attribute a lot of it to our teacher, Bill Chambers, who's now retired, but he was taught a long time in Burnaby and ended his career as a principal. He just was that teacher who really connected with you and connected with every student in the class. And no matter where you were at, what your strengths were, what you struggled with, he connected with you first and then helped you along. And the little that I know, I have a few teaching friends who taught in England and are teaching here now. I think the Canadian curriculum allows for a bit more flexibility and variety in how the curriculum is delivered. And I wonder if that too was perhaps a contributing factor for her, but I'm just guessing here.
Interesting. So he's in the photo then, he's the teacher in the Argyle sweater in the photo?
That's right, yeah.
And was that what inspired you, do you think, to follow that path and become an educator, to become a teacher yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. I have a couple key teachers in my life, and he is definitely mine from elementary that greatly influenced who I am today.
And how has the response been? I know we're obviously talking with you right now. I know my colleagues at Global have come to talk to you. What kind of attention have you been getting for being in that class?
It's wild. It's just, all these people wanting to talk to me simply by association, but it's been really neat. I think my class was filmed this morning. It's going to be on Global, so what a cool opportunity for them. So yeah, I just think there's some teaching opportunities that have been created as a result, and I'm grateful for that. And I hope one day I can bring my class photo to England and see if she'll meet and tell me why, or perhaps someone will interview her and really she can share what was so life-changing about her time here.
Yeah, I think we all want to know what it was, because that is also, it's a long time ago as well to think and to obviously have that memory or to have that something that's sticking out in her mind that changed her outlook. I think you're right. We all want to know the answer to that question now.
Yeah absolutely. A few colleagues of mine have been talking about saying, you know, what do they actually remember about elementary school? And to be making a statement like that 30 years down the road, it has to be something quite profound, because you either usually remember, you know, the amazing, positive, profound things or the things that did go so well. So, yeah, we're all very curious.
And as far as you know, have you followed the paths of any other of your classmates? Do we have any other world leaders or astronauts? People have gone to space, anything exciting like that?
Not to my knowledge, no. I am in touch with quite a few of them, you know, through Facebook and all successful in their own rights, but no one on the world platform that I'm aware of.
All right, and not to downplay at all what you're doing, because obviously you are doing an extremely important important job, and that's amazing that you found inspiration in this class, and so did Liz Truss.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what I do, and I'm grateful that I get to do it, and I wish her all the best and congratulate her.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this. And yes, if we ever find out the answer to that question, we will be sure to share it as soon as we can.
Please. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. That is Brenda Montagano. She was in the same class as Liz Truss. Liz Truss, now the Prime Minister in England, and Brenda Montagano is now a current teacher at that same school, that is Park Crest Elementary School in the Burnaby School District.